the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is time for the Stephen Roy Show. As D comes in with maraschino cherries, I know not why. You want me to open it for you? Okay, I can do that. I thought you wanted me to eat them or something. Wow! It was tight. You are welcome, D. She doesn't want to talk because she doesn't like to be on the radio. She'd be like the best first lady if I was ever president. Ever. You can close the door. I love you too. I say she'd be the best first lady. She'd be the best first lady of radio. In the year 2050, if I was the next Rush Limbaugh. I told you before, I've had people say to me, I almost kept playing that. And why am I not hearing myself? Oh, because I turned down the wrong deal. Turned down the headphones. That's why I couldn't hear myself. Great radio, David. I know. Isn't that great radio? Turning the wrong knobs and stuff. See, she came in here and she captivated me.
She captivated me with her beauty.
What is the date? It is the 23rd of November, 2024. Off to a great start, right? Good timing. No. It is a beautiful day. I'm a little under the weather. As I've told you before on the show, I either have a lower immune system because of one of two things. Either getting the Rona or the control of virus poison injection. My advice to you is never to get it. I am convinced it is either the Rona or the injection or both that has destroyed my immune system. I don't know which, but anyway, if I had to do it over again, I never got it. Because I used to get sick like once a year. Maybe once a year I get like an upper respiratory thing. And since the Rona, I get sick 2-3 times a year. Yeah. And I'm not sick. Thank you, Lord, for helping me feel better. Got a little congestion, a little bit of runny nose. That's it. Had a sore throat like the first day. But that really hasn't bothered me since. And I've been sleeping good. I slept, I don't know, probably 6.5 hours last night. 7 hours, probably 7 hours. Four of which without my doohickey. That's a CPAP machine. I am not as scared to admit that I have obstructive apnea. When I had my sleep study, I stopped breathing 58 times in a minute. That's why I was never rested, never had good sleep. So last night I was so tired because we went to bed at probably 12:30-ish, and then we got up at 8. So I probably got 7.5 hours, probably close to it. Got up after, probably 4 hours, used the restroom, went back to bed, and slept another 3 with my doohickey, which was restful sleep. And then woke up at just after 8. It was light out. I know the days are getting shorter. Guess why? I'll tell you why on the Rumble. Let me get a little drink of coffee and let's do that. I wanted to watch Ohio State and Indiana, which starts at 11 Central Time. We started this at 10:30. So I'm probably going to miss most of that with the Stephen Roy Rumble and podcast, but that's okay. I can do chores while doing the podcast, coming and going from the studio. Oh, I know, massive chores. I got to pick up the poo, pick up the dog poo. We have two little dogs, Lexington and Lady. Lexington, Concord, and Lady May. Got to test the hot tub, which takes about 5 minutes. And I got to clean off a little table because I rearranged the patio furniture. So I put the table by Dee's chair, and then we got a little table that was behind. a couch on the patio that the only person that uses it is Lady to roll around on. We never sit on it. We sit on chairs in front of the TV when the weather's nice, and it will be today. Although the, anyway, I'll talk about that later. Another little drink of coffee. What did I say today was? The 23rd. Click on this and that. Let's do the Rumble. I'm going to remember to take my headphones off for a change. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble for November 23rd, 2024. I'm going to try to rant a little less about politics today. Texas Tech plays Oklahoma State University today. Wreck 'em, Tech. Wreck 'em. And Oklahoma State is like 0-7 in league play. I'm not going to say anything more than that. Texas Tech should win today. Anyway, it's great to be with you here. This is the most important thing President Trump needs to do is drain the swamp. Matt Gaetz took his name out of contention for Attorney General. I would almost guess that that was orchestrated. That Matt was just put up so they can attack his A. And then, and he resigned in Congress, which is hilarious because he resigned in the last Congress, but he's been elected to the new Congress. So he will still get his seat on January 3rd when everybody has signed into Congress. Matt Gaetz will be a United States representative, House of Representatives. That's the lower house of Congress. Now, I'm a little bit out of the weather today, as I said on the podcast. Just a little congested, a little runny nose. And, you know, I like my voice when I'm a little under the weather. My voice is much better. But I don't know if I can talk as much. So anyway, we will get through the Rumble one way or another. It's great to have you here. So Matt Gaetz is gone. Pam Bondi has been put up for Attorney General. Now, she was Attorney General of Florida and was great. She even helped defend President Trump with the BS, whatever these, what were they, Russian collusion was one. And Ukraine was the other one. Yeah. Isn't it amazing how President Trump was accused of doing the things that Biden did? The demented one held $1 billion in whatever that was, a loan guarantee for Ukrainistan, until they fired the prosecutor that was going after his son. Massive corruption. Massive corruption. That's called pay for play, right? Pay for play, or quid pro quo. You give us this and you get that. That's what happened. That's what happened under the Biden administration. And I only hope that we drain the swamp and go after all these. Why do you think the members of the Department of Injustice are lawyering up? Why do you think that is? Why does someone lower up? Because they know they're going to be attacked. That's why. So Wreck 'em Tech, I posted this today. If you don't know what this is actually a scene from Fury Road, and then all the flags and stuff have been added later. The flags are on those dudes that go doot, 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 to try to get people. So I post funny videos all the time. This one's not new. It's a hilarious video of a fisherman and a bear fighting. It's hilarious. It's not new, but it's still funny. And so I repost stuff like that all the time. So if you want to watch it, go to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. That's where I'm on Rumble too. If you wanna watch my Rumble videos like this one that's being recorded now. Go to rumble.com and click on Stephen Roy Radio. That's where you'll find it. Did you know that in July, the Congressional Budget Office released a report revealing that at least 1,264 federal programs have expired authorization? 1,264 federal programs, expired authorizations, yet they received $516 billion. That's with a B. $516 billion were spent on federal programs that had expired authorizations. That's why we need the DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, with Vivek and Vivek Rathasamy, and Elon Musk need to take care of this crap because it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Need to strain the swamp. Do you know that most of the people that live in Maryland and in Virginia, I don't know what part of Virginia, Northern Virginia, obviously Washington, D.C., you know, all these states around D.C. are inhabited by swamp creatures. Yes, they are. David posted this to Marky Cubano. Remember when you said Trump is never seen around strong, intelligent women? I dare you to say that Pam Bondi is not a strong woman. What he said was, I dare you to say that to Pam Bondi's face. She's Trump's new attorney general. I'll wait. So what are you going to see now, Marky Cubano? It's ridiculous. So Kat from Canada posted this in Montreal. Illegal aliens are showing off strength of diversity. Montreal is showing off strength of diversity tonight. Shows illegal aliens like smashing businesses. That's what you get when you have unlimited immigration. That's why women and children are raped and murdered. You want to talk to any leftist and ask them, you know, when they advocate open borders, ask them, hey, how is it okay? How do you think it's okay? Why do you think it's good for women and children to be raped and murdered? I mean, you had failed networks this week saying, well, the Lake and Riley's killer, he never stood a chance in court. He never stood a chance in court? Lake and Riley's blood was on his clothes? She had his skin under her fingernails where she fought. And there were scratches all over his arms, all on his face. She fought like hell. And he killed her. He deserved more than life. Mrs. Kemp in Georgia Zuela.
Well, I have no power to do anything. We couldn't do anything more.
You are worthless, Mrs. Kemp. You were worthless in 2016. You were worthless in 2020. You were worthless in 2022. And I even bet there was fraud election in 2024. Because I guarantee you there was fraud election in Arizonistan, Nevadistan, Michiganistan, all over this nation. Look what they tried to do in POSA until the Pennsylvania Supreme Court stepped in. It's ridiculous.
Well, we have to keep counting ballots until we find the ones we want. We're going to keep... Oh, we found 10,000 more! We found 10,000 ballots!
Uh-huh. My ass. And here is the illegal alien who is a Venezuelan gang member that robbed the Manhattan DA Alvin Soros' assistant. So an assistant DA was robbed, took her money and wallet and phone. This is in Manhattan. Alvin Soros' district. You are a criminal, Alvin Soros, and you deserve the popo perp walk to the pokey. And look at Mayor Adams. I'm not going to say nothing bad about Mayor Adams no more because he stood up to you idiots, and then you went after him, wanting to arrest him and put him in jail. I mean, what are we, a third world s-hole? Because that's what they do in third world s-holes. They arrest politicians when they've done nothing wrong. Now, if you're corrupt and you get bribed, like the bribe and crime family, you deserve the popo perp walk to the pokey. If you're poking children and doing sex trafficking across state lines, paying prostitutes tens of thousands of dollars to come do Hunter, you deserve the perp walk to the pokey.
Well, Bribin is so old, he doesn't even understand the charges of all the crimes he's committed. So we couldn't possibly prosecute him. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound familiar? In 2016, that commie Comey said that, well, Hillary is guilty, but, you know, no prosecutor would prosecute her. You've got to be effing kidding me. You know, Scary Face has $250 million that she got from insider trading. What do you think would happen to you or me if we were insider trading? We'd be doing the popo perp walk to the pokey. And then you got the shifty one who thinks he's going to be arrested. That's the pencil neck geek who just won by fraud election in Skankafornia. That dude needs the popo perp walk to the pokey. And I'll tell you the person that needs... There's a few people that need to meet Bubba and Bertha in jail. That's Secretary Curly Joe. My Arcus. I call him Secretary Curly Joe. The Cackling Cammy. She's the Border Czarina. These people need the Popo Perk Walk to the Pokey for the hundreds of thousands of Americans that have been murdered. Women and children raped and murdered by illegal aliens. Hundreds of thousands of Americans every year murdered by fentanyl. It's criminal. And you deserve to go to jail for the people that you're an accessory to murder for. That's right. Look at all these stupid leftist idiots that are going, I'm leaving the country right now. No, it's not because I'm on the Epstein or Diddy list. I'm leaving the country because of President Trump. Okay. Bye-bye. See you later. So stupid. I post funny stuff to the ex all the time. That you're going to have to check out at Stephen Roy Radio on the X. So this is talking about Secretary Curly Joe. Senator Josh Hawley says, why doesn't Mayorkas and Ray want to testify? I'll tell you why. Secretary Curly Joe and Christopher Rainman do not want to testify because they are criminals. You got Attorney General Elephant Man. That is a criminal. Yes, you are. When you're locking up American patriots for 4 years for a misdemeanor, a trespassing misdemeanor. Christopher Rain Man admitted to over 100 federal agents in the crowd on 1/6. It was an orchestrated false flag event to stop the decertification of the 2020 massive fraudlection. Every day we see more evidence of fraudlection from 2020.
Well, you're just bitter because President Trump lost.
No, he did not lose. No, he did not. Wait, could you explain to me where's the 10 to 20 million votes? There's 10 to 20 million Democrat votes that just disappeared in the 2024 election. How was it that there was 10 to 20 million more votes in 2020 than there was in 2024? Explain this to me. Explain to me how President Trump can win Arizona stand by a massive landslide, yet Kerry Lake lost by tens of thousands of votes. Explain that one to me. Huh, gee. I'll explain it to you. It's called fraudlection. That's what it's called. And it's disgusting. What do we say? What do we say? In order to do this, drain the swamp, we needed an election too big to rig. And that's what happened. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, Hispanics, Blacks, Asians, Whites, men, women, everybody voted for President Trump. That's why he won the election. So suck it if you don't like it. Because he won the popular and electoral vote. You know what that's called? That's called a mandate. That's a mandate. He gets his picks. All of these rhinos that refuse to vote in the Senate for President Trump's nominees are the same idiot sellouts
that voted for Biden's nominees. All these idiots that are destroying the country today. I warned you that a zombie herd was coming to the southern non-border. Did you know that before the November election, the United States slide house, the leftist slide house, told Mexico to hold back illegal aliens so they wouldn't storm the border, so there wouldn't be as many people at the border? Well, guess what? Tens of thousands are moving towards the southern border now to get in a few million illegal aliens before President Trump closes those welded wide open gates. And that is what is happening. I'm not going to comment about that. You can see some great stuff on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. This is what I was telling you about. Here's Pencil Neck Geek. The shifty one, the shifty pencil neck is worried President Trump will throw him in prison. We're taking this seriously, says Pencil Neck Shifty One. What's my response? Why would Pencil Neck be a scared if he's not a criminal? Why? Why would he be afraid? Speaking of the Swifty One, this Swifty One says she's moving to Europe when Donald Trump becomes president in 2025. Okay? Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Swifty One. You have a $350 million NFL contract. If the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl again, by contract, you will be there. So what are you going to do? You going to fly back for the Super Bowl? Or are you going to wait till after the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl to leave the country? I predict you will be back for the next NFL season because you have a contract to be Travis Kelce's girlfriend. What's next? You going to be his wife under contract? Oh, you think she wouldn't do it? Oh, she would do it. That sounds like a billion-dollar contract to me. Oh, makes me ill. So I said, leaving the country, wouldn't that void her $350 mil NFL contract? Or will the Swifty One be back? Uh-huh. This was super funny. I saw this when Dee and I were at the store last night. Meathead says, I have made the decision to take the next few days to check into a facility for peace and relaxation. No phones, no social media, no trolls, just calmness to heal my pain. So tell me this there, Rob Reiner. Are you going to rehab before or after you light yourself on fire? Because you said if President Trump won, you were going to light yourself on fire. So which is it? Are you going to rehab before or after you become a meathead burnt biscuit? Which one's it going to be? I'm just curious. Because I don't see any flames. I don't see any fire. You're a liar. Just like all of your leftist comrades jackbooting right alongside you. I post funny memes all the time on the X. If you want to check it out, at Stephen Roy Radio. Here's a shocker for you. Nimarata Randhawa, the Rhino sellout, does not support Tulsi Gabbard or RFK Jr. Your thoughts? Well, Nimarata Randhawa, you're a sellout. You're a sellout. You're a Rhino sellout. What's a Rhino? Republican in name only. You're no different than a leftist idiot. And let me tell you a story about Nimarata Randhawa. When I lived in South Carolina, the Confederate flag flew on the Columbia State House. That's the capital of South Carolina, Columbia. The State House had the Confederate flag probably since the Civil War. What is the Confederate flag? I doubt I'll be able to find it, but it represents a lot more. Oh, that's a racist symbol, Dibbot. Yeah, I got a news flash for you. If you see people wearing black, including complete covers on their heads, with Nazi flags or Confederate flags, they're federal agents, okay? There might be two or three people in this country that are racist, that have the Confederate flag as a symbol. I'm telling you right now, it was the battle flag for the Confederate States of America. And in the 90s, when I lived in South Carolina, that was flying on the Columbia State House, and nobody was losing their mind then. Then Nimarata Randwahawa became governor of South Carolina. She took the flag off the Capitol. First, she put it on a flagpole on the Capitol grounds. Then she removed it completely, completely erasing the history of South Carolina. Let me tell you the history of South Carolina. Until you stand on the grounds of Fort Sumter, you will not know the impact of the Civil War and why we fought it.
Oh, slavery was the reason for the Civil War.
Really? If slavery was the reason for the Civil War, why did Abraham Lincoln wait till 1863, halfway through the Civil War, to sign the Emancipation Proclamation freeing the slaves? I'll tell you why. Because he wanted them to fight for the North. Because the North was losing their A, even though they had all the resources that the South did not have. I have a great whatever grandfather that fought in the Civil War. He didn't even have any uniforms. I read a letter that he wrote that my uncle had, and he said, could you send me some shirts? He said, the trousers you sent me were great. Could you send me some shirts? Because I need some shirts to wear. He said, I wish I could be there. I wish I could be there to hear the children play o'er the floor around us, but the distance between us forbids us from that pleasure at this moment. And so I have a little bit of a different perspective than others on the Civil War. So what you do is you go to Fort Sumter, you stand there where the Civil War began, go to Arlington. The Arlington National Cemetery was built in the backyard of Robert E. Lee's house. Why? Because they wanted to bury the Union dead on Robert E. Lee's land. In fact, his wife's family that owned the land, the Custis family, had to fight for many years to get compensated by the federal government for taking their land. And that's why Arlington National Cemetery is there, the largest national cemetery. You know what the second largest is? Riverside National Cemetery, where my mother and father are interred. So you stand there on the grounds of Fort Sumter. I went to where the dead from the Battle of Nashville are buried. They were actually moved from where they were buried to this graveyard I went to. And we're talking, I was there in the 90s, and I stand there, and here's a monument that says 500 South Carolina dead in a mass grave. That's where they were buried. So why did they fight the Civil War? No, it was not over slavery. They fought the Civil War over states' rights because of an overstepping federal government. Now look at us today. Look at us today in the United States. Unless President Trump drains the swamp, we are going to continue down the road of absolute destruction. And that is the goal of leftist idiots, to destroy this nation. What did Mao Obama say? That's right, Bathhouse Barry, who was a member of a bathhouse with Rahm Emanuel in Chirac. Bathhouse Barry said, well, America doesn't need to be number one in the world. We need to cut it down to size. That's not what he said. I'm paraphrasing. Why do you think they're trying to push for WW3 today? Why do you think? No, it's not a wrestling event. Why do you think they're fighting to have World War? One reason. Money and greed and power. They want money and power. They want that money train to keep rolling, just like it is by sending billions to Ukrainistan. Because what do you think happens when you give $1 billion to a defense contractor? They make munitions. They send them to Ukrainistan. And then the money flows right back from the defense contractor to the politicians. I'm talking leftist idiots and rhino Republicans alike are getting paid. That's why they want to continue the war. What happened under the first President Trump term? No wars started for the first time in 30 years under President Trump's first term. They are so afraid that President Trump is going to end all of the wars all over the planet Earth They are trying to provoke Russia into World War III. Yes, they are. They want this war to continue so the gravy train can keep flowing. Who was the first to warn about the military-industrial complex and its perpetual wanting more and more money? Who warned us about that? President Eisenhower. That's right. Dwight D. Eisenhower, who was the general on D-Day and president of the United States in the 50s, he warned of the military-industrial contract which is consuming this nation today. Yes, we need a strong national defense. In fact, in my opinion, that's one of the only functions of the federal government, is a strong national defense, which is why the welded wide open gates of the bribe invasion bloodbath is so disgusting, because it doesn't have to happen. All you got to do is close the welded wide open gates, send these people back, and yes, deport every single one of the 100 million illegal aliens in this nation. And then people say to me, even people on the right say to me, well, there's not 100 million. There's only 10 to 20 million. There's only 10 to 20 million. Sounds like to me you don't even know. You have no idea how many illegal aliens there are in this nation. Yes, that's the truth, because nobody knows.
Well, we know bribing allowed in 20 million, and we know there was 10 million gotaways.
Okay, you know how many people got away and weren't processed. Do you know that these people are now being given court dates for like 10 years from now? Do you really think they're just going to show up in 10 years? If so, you need to put down the doobie, because you're high. You are high. I'm not even going to talk about that. Actor Gerbil Gear is leaving America just after Trump wins re-election. Anyone have a message for the Gerbil Man? I said, hey, Gerbil Gear, don't let the door hit your A on the way out. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Illy asks, where were you this poor? And here's a picture of fried bologna. I says, I love fried bologna, but never had it growing up. We had plenty of bologna, but never had fried bologna growing up. We were middle class, but here's a shocker for you. I never went hungry. And I still don't go hungry today, as you can imagine. I love to eat. Big shocker there. Oh, this is funny. Manhattan DA Alvin Soros' assistant is robbed and attacked by an illegal alien with 5 arrests since 2023. He's a Venezuelan gang member. Oh, and taxpayers paid for his 5-star hotel. Imagine that. This Venezuelan gang member was arrested 5 times in a year and released. Gee, I wonder why he would rob Alvin Soros' assistant DA. Maybe because he knows there's no consequences for robbing people? Let's see. If you commit a crime and you get out of jail an hour after you're arrested, only to do it again and again and again, do you think you'd do it again? Yes, you would. Yes, you would. And this poor guy that's been arrested in New Yorkistan and is on trial right now, do you know that the guy did not die because he was in a chokehold in that subway? The dude was stoned out of his mind. I don't even remember all the drugs that he had in his system, but he had a lot. And they said he probably had a heart attack, probably had heart failure because of all the drugs he was on. This dude was arrested like a dozen times. He was cray cray. Now, yes, we need a mental health system in the United States of America, and that was destroyed. Let me tell you when it started, because I was a kid when Jimmy Carter was in office. I was a kid. Yeah, I remember 1976 when he was president. You know what they did? in his only term, that's when they ruled you had to be a harm to yourself or society, or you had to be let out of insane asylums. That was the first time. That was when it started. I never saw people as a kid wandering around talking to the sky. Never saw that. And now people with mental problems cannot get help. I've talked to four homeless people since I've lived here in West Texas. And in every case, they had mental problems and could not get help. Could not get help. So there you go. Here he is. Daniel Penny is the United States Marine, former Marine like me, who's being prosecuted. All right, that's going to do it for the Rumble for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Beep. I know I do that every week, right? Beep. That's it for the podcast. Not the podcast, no. That's it for the Rumble. I know, I don't know where I'm coming or going. Let me put my headphones back on so I can hear myself. I can hear. All right, let's play some good music for you. And today, I'm going to remember to turn my microphone off. So I hope I didn't say nothing bad last week. I'm going to play this song first because I just like it. I do. I just like it. And that's why I'm going to play it. And then I'm going to play all kinds. I'm going to play my favorite, winter music. Because we have global warming happening all over this nation. We had a major blizzard in the upper Midwest. I saw the blizzard conditions in Chirac. They had snow in Washington, D.C. too. Oh my gosh. And the Trump family was at the Scotland Trump golf club, and there was snow on the ground. So I don't know how you play golf in the snow, but that's great. I guess you don't play golf, you just golf, right? I'm not a golfer. I haven't golfed since the 90s. But, hey, more power to you if that's your thing. You do it. You go! So here's Def Leppard for you. Montag, lieben, glauben, globen. All right. I got something to say. Yeah. It's better to burn out. Yeah. XP sucks. We'll be right back.
USB sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with her. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. At a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And then the waitress eyes he sees, the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I wanna see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here, baby. When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together. And I can't wait till then. I can't wait till.
real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Troubled times, we simply hide away. Dream of the one we'd love to see at the end of day. Solitary winter, chill me no more. I dream an angel by the western seashore. There is an angel I would like to know. I sing and dream her face lying on my pillow. I kissed her one day in the pool at Bridget's Well. My heart beat crystal clear as a church bell. Kira, 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 Kira. I can hear the winter coming to my door. I dream an angel by the western seashore. Kira, 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 Kira. See you.
Spies asleep and cards so full of sober reminders.
guitars and broken headphones, milk crates and rusted strings. Life couldn't get any better. My brother gave you money, my sister gave a child. I gave you beautiful sadness. My brother cured your cancer, my sister eased your pain. I gave you beautiful silence. My brother gave you money, my sister gave a child. My sister eased your pain. I gave you beautiful anger. Unaware and unemployed, I'll never be your golden boy. I'll never be your golden boy.
time is done here. We are the Scarlet and the Black. Step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. The seasons come and slowly pages start to turn. The memories and grades aren't given, only earned. And the victory bells ring out. Fight, Breeders, fight. For the school we love so done here. We are the Scarlet and the Black. Step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. And as we walk across the stage, strive for honor evermore. We bow to our friends. Long live the Matador.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
While upon my got no direction, we're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption, just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending, but what we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you.
RIAA Bite Me.
Denied!
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nachos for all.
Go!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name? I want it. You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
Cable!
This is your in-house cable guy. I am the Stephen Roy, and we are well into hour number two. But hey, the chores are done. Only 41 minutes and 30 seconds left in the second hour of the Stephen Roy podcast. That means, that's right, no T-Bin and more music. So no more T-Bin till the end of the show. How about that? I know I hear the cheering. I hear it. There you go. Uh-oh, there's a preview of what I'm going to play next. Just for you. Yeah, I know they're cheering. My brother just sent me this great meme. Listen to this. I like making people laugh. In some way, it helps me know that someone needs my effed up sense of humor to cheer them up. And that's the story of my life, isn't it? I like to make people laugh. I hope I make you laugh. I hope what I'm going to play you here in a minute makes you laugh. We're going to start with Dire Straits' Money for Nothing. And then the Weird Al parody that I played many times for you, Beverly Hillbillies. And the Amish were a big reason why President Trump won Pennsylvania, as 200,000 plus Amish voted in this election and for President Trump. So we're going to play Amish Paradise in their honor. But first, the real song that Weird Al parodied from Dire Straits. And so, hey, you, the listener, thank you so much for listening. You have a great day. A great evening, a great week. Yes, now you have to.
Microwave ovens, custom kitchen delivery.
that Hawaiian noises. You're banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install microwave oven, custom kitchen delivery. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Listen here. Now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
To be bought around here at any price. What good is having $68 million? I ask you.
Well, this morning is good for getting a lot of paper signed for Mr. Crazy.
He was doing that when I met him.
God, RFD.
XB sucks.
As I walk through through the valley where I harvest my grain. I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. In the butt last week, I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist, even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise. Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney. We've been spending most of our lives.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Every time I try to make it on my mind.
Come on, interwebs. Come on, you can make it work. Come on.
Every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I've traveled on. There was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground. When the friends I had were nowhere to be found. I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting. Like a blessing buried in the broken pieces.
RFD.
Found Dixie whistled in the wind. That'll get you heaven bound. The devil
I end up in when it's my time. Lay me 6 feet deep in God's country.
Wanna lose. I only know that if you ever said goodbye, I couldn't stand the pain. These eyes would cry, cry, cry like the rain,
and the sun would have no.
Stop turning, and I know, and I lose my. like I do. You find. No matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. Oh, I'm not bragging on myself, baby, but I'm the one who loves you, and there's no one else. No one else. You'll never find. It'll take the end of all time. Someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. Someone who needs you like I do. You'll never see